Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Okay, yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports with D.I. and Billy Body. Boom.
Let's talk about what happened on Sunday. I go to Resorts World. They have a sports bar there, which is pretty cool. They have 10 recliner chairs right in front
of me. I'm staying there because of you.
You'll like that place. They have all these recliner chairs on the front row of the sports book, and the high def TVs right in front of everything, right? So I get there, and I always, every week, I get my chair there and everything. I had my Bloody Mary. I'm having a few drinks, watching game. Bro, as soon as Brock Purdy got hit and left the game, I was like, I'm not even interested in this game anymore. Right. It's like they're just because they've got no chances. I literally got up. I went to the spa. When the steam room and stuff, everything, it's just like I just completely lost interest in the game. And it's like I thought it was one of the most disappointing football games that's happened in years. And it was just like very bizarre watching like both in a game of this magnitude, both quarterbacks getting hurt, and you had to put a quarterback back in the game that couldn't throw a pass. And it was like it was just I don't know how, you know. And then it's now it's like everybody's like, oh, Philadelphia kill, you know, stuff. And it's like they beat a team with no quarterback. The week before you're playing they're 2 weeks before you're playing Patrick Mahomes, and it's like it's weird. It's like how, you know, Mahomes.
I actually put on the Napoli Roma game when he got injured.
Oh, did you really? Yeah.
Yeah. Because we had a bet on that. So I turned it. I watched the soccer. I turned it over. Yeah.
Right. So that game was a blowout and never in question. It was horrible to watch. And then you have Patrick Mahomes. Let's be perfectly honest. Okay. And then it's funny that nobody's really talking about this. You know, especially with like with gambling now being very prominent and stuff and thing, and like, you know, there's a lot of scrutiny on professional sports with like injuries and, you know, is this guy's really hurt? Bro, there's no way Patrick Mahomes has a high ankle sprain. That is absolute bullshit. Okay, a high ankle sprain is a 4-week injury. There's no way you're running around out there. There's no way you're scraping, you know, and stuff.
Especially, bro, on that play where they pushed him out of bounds, he was running.
You guys have more athletic experience than me because of your wrestling. Have you guys never had a cortisone injection? And will a cortisone injection
100%? Yes.
Would that not have done the job?
Yes.
But not for 3.5 hours. Like, it wears off after a while. You know what I'm saying? It's like
it would have been 3.5 hours because my cortisone shot lasted weeks.
He was practicing during the week. He was a full participation practice.
Yeah, but the practice they were like walkthroughs, bro.
But you can't stick cortisone in you. You do it one time, like every like few months. It's like you can't inject cortisone like every day into your thing and get through practice. It doesn't work like that.
Bro, you saw how they fell on his leg. They wouldn't have taken him out of the game if he wasn't hurt. And he was hurt, and they hit him up with some happy medicine like they do to everybody else.
I'm just saying it's not.
You know what was stupid? Both they lost the game because of that Aussie or whatever.
The penalty, right?
Right. And the fourth quarter is like, bro, what a dumb boneheaded move. And then the other game, the same thing happened.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter, he hit the quarterback late, which was – But it was so sad to see this guy go back into the game, Purdy, go back into the game, and all he could do was hand off. And after the fourth handoff, they figured out what was going on, and Philadelphia just desert stormed them. And And not only that, bro, the 49ers had like seven, like so many penalties that it led to 7 first downs.
Yeah. They were frustrated.
Yeah.
Plus two, but I thought it was very interesting that coming off both of those games, that Philadelphia is now the favorite.
Right.
What do you think of that, Billy?
Well, first thing I wanted to say about the Chiefs is we had a Chiefs future on the Chiefs to win the AFC, and obviously when your quarterback goes down and he's questionable, or we don't know if he's going to be 100%, and you're playing a team you've lost to 3 times in a row, I was massively concerned. When I saw that mayor talking about the Chiefs and mocking them and renaming their stadium and everything, I've never felt more certain that we were going to win. What a stupid thing to do. If you want to motivate, give the other team a team talk. That's exactly what it is. Conan, did you see this from the mayor?
Yes, I did. And listen to this.
Burrowhead.
Because I was, bro, I thought this was hilarious. Did you see when they were interviewing Mahomes? I love Travis and I love Kittles because they're two tight ends. I like to have fun. But did you see when they were interviewing Mahomes and Travis came in and he goes, Burrowhead my ass. This is Mahomes' house. And then when he was talking in the press conference and he goes,
I got some
wise words for the Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. I thought that was hilarious, bro. Yeah. And you can tell they're both wrestling fans. And here's another thing. Hurts and this is incredible. Hurts and Mahomes will be the first two black quarterbacks ever in the Super Bowl in opposing teams.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What about Billy? What's your initial reaction to this game before you start really like getting into it on the Super Bowl?
My initial reactions is the same as it was going into the NFC Championship. The Eagles have had a very, very lucky schedule, very, very padded, easy win total. At the start of the season, over 9.5 wins was one of my favorites. They beat a few good teams along the way, but really, the fortune is favored them throughout. You've got the New York Giants, who are just coming off that win against Minnesota. Like they were just unbelievably happy to be there. They blew them out. They didn't turn up. Then you get the San Francisco 49ers. Their quarterback gets injured. Another blowout. Obviously, coming off a season where you're pretty much guaranteed 10 wins already before a ball was even thrown. So for me, the Chiefs are the tried and tested team. The Chiefs are the ones who just had to overcome those comments from the Bengals and Mahomes' injury, and he's going to be fresher. They're also more experienced there. I don't think that they should be the underdog. I just feel the Eagles have had a very, very easy season, and they just seem a little bit fraudulent to me. And Chiefs have been there, done that. Better coach, better quarterback. I want to go with the better coach and a better quarterback to simplify.
How do you know they have the better coach?
Because Andy Reid's the better coach.
Sirianni guy's been incredible.
As an Eagles fan, I can still say I love Andy Reid. So
by the way, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
He coaches against his old team.
Yep.
He's coaching against his old team. But here's the thing.
You know that from that 2017 Philadelphia team, there's not one player left from the Super Bowl team.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, this
I just think it's very interesting, though. Whenever Philadelphia has gotten to the Super Bowl, they've always showed up. You know, that year that Terrell Owens and Donovan McNabb team went in. They went down the end. You know, Doug Peterson, second year, same thing, same trajectory that this Eagles team has. You got a coach in his second year, and he's taking his team right to the Super Bowl, and here they are, you know, and something. I don't know. There's just something about the Eagles. And it's like, I can't stand Philadelphia sports. Like,
I remember when they had McNabb and they couldn't make the Super Bowl. They kept losing in the playoffs or in the championship.
Yeah, I think it was three NFC championships in a row they lost or something.
Yeah, yeah.
With Andy Reid until he finally broke.
And then they faced
Tom Brady, you know, but they were underdogs in all those spots. So as we're getting ready for the biggest Sunday in sports, DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57, has all the Super Bowl action you need. New customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get in on the Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. Check the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day between 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to see what prop bet will be boosted. So we'll be giving our pick next week, but once you get your pick and once we give out like who we like, and if you want to follow us, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code K100. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get 200 free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code K100, that's K100. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. Sorry, Ohio. Can't do this. And see the show notes for details.
Get your bets in for football on DraftKings. Boom.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, during the Philadelphia game on Sunday, all these Twitter accounts that are related to gambling, like Sharp Picks this and Sharp that, and so-and-so sports. Like, I noticed all of them are based in Philadelphia. Like, there must be some huge gambling community there in Philadelphia, because every degenerate gambler with a Twitter account is from Philadelphia. Like, it was crazy. They all supported Philly. And it wasn't down to, like, gambling. They were all, like, I looked at profile pictures of these guys, and they're all, like, wearing Eagles hats or whatever, or 76ers. Like, yeah, a lot of degenerates come from Philadelphia.
The area is enough to support four casinos in the area, and then all the bars are able to have slot machines, and some even have sports betting little gimmicks, I think, now, too. So, yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah, this is such a hard game for me, because they're the two top offenses in their respective, you know, conferences. They have they both led their conferences in sacks. Jalen Hurts, I don't know if him missing games will affect them, but for me, he was MVP until he got hurt. You know, Andy Reid's going up against his old team. And here's the one thing that did impress me. That front seven of San Francisco is probably, to me, the best in football. Bro, and they could not move that O-line. That Philadelphia O-line's crazy. It's going to be a great game. You know, I really don't know who to pick here. Who do you got, Disco?
I'm not picking yet. We'll talk about it next week when we give up. But I'm just like, you know, like off right off the bat, I was like, well, why is Philadelphia favored? And usually, like, you know, I usually side with the bookies on that. Like, if I think the line's off, I'm probably wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, they probably got it right. And my just initial reaction was just, you know, I can't. Like, how is Jalen Hurts? Bro, everybody was talking about, like, is before the season started, people were wondering, is this their guy?
Right.
Like, he needs to have a good season. And he went out and did it. And it's like, and now this guy's favorite against Patrick Mahomes? The current, Brady's retired.
It isn't a one-on-one match, bro. It's team. Right.
I know that,
team.
But it's like, he's like, you know, that team isn't bad. You know, I don't know.
Neither one is. Soft schedule or not, as Billy alluded to, Philadelphia's the real deal, bro. That offensive line really impressed me against what I thought was the best front seven in football.
Billy, I got a question. I want to talk about some soccer here real quick. So if you're betting, are you betting – what are the current odds of Manchester City and Arsenal to win the EPL?
Minus 125.
For who?
Versus +120.
So who's plus and who's minus?
Arsenal are minus 120.
Okay, Arsenal's still favored. Okay, and you still think Manchester City's gonna clip him, right?
Yeah, I just
I'm looking at the schedule.
Only if Arsenal pick up some injuries or they have some fatigue. Obviously, what I predicted would happen. My lock last week was Man City to win that game because I felt that would be a psychological blow. In fact, I don't think it was a psychological blow. Beating Arsenal's team when they rested six players 1-0 is not a psychological blow, but it does mean that Arsenal are out of that competition, which I thought they would be, which benefits them for the league.
Right. Let me ask you this. Konan, being the big Chelsea fan, I saw that you already posted a nice you like Chelsea a lot against Fulham this week on Friday. How come?
Just because they've spent a lot of money. He's now had time with the players because they didn't have an FA Cup game last week. So it's not a case of the board signing all of these players and suddenly you don't know what to do with them. Like he now for 2 weeks he'll know his team going into Fulham. Last time, they were getting back into that game and João Felix got sent off when they were level against Fulham and João Felix got himself sent off. So they only lost with 10 men. I just feel it's a big revenge spot. Fulham and Chelsea are only half a mile apart. You can walk from one ground to the other. It's a real rivalry. And I think Chelsea will be up for it with that time to prepare. Fulham have also been statistically very lucky this season. They're overperforming their expected goals. It's not a metric that I use a lot in my sports betting. It's very American, but when it's very, very big, like it is, when they've scored so many more goals than they should have done, then it is definitely worth mentioning because that luck can't continue to go on throughout the season. But yeah, Chelsea will be able to field a strong team with the manager knowing what he wants to do. They'll be well prepared for the game. I just think that they'll win. One of the questions that I'm getting asked the most by my listeners, and I may as well address it here, is why are Chelsea not getting in trouble for financial fair play? Because there's fair play rules in terms of signing all these players.
Explain that. I'm not aware of this.
Aware of the rule, or you're not aware of the?
No, I don't know. I don't know about this rule.
Oh, so there's FFP, which is like financial fair play. So you're not allowed to spend more than you earn. Like you have to, you can only spend what you earn. Like so, obviously, it does benefit the richest clubs anyway. Like Manchester United will probably never be done by that because they're the third biggest global sports brand behind the Cowboys and the Yankees. So it's not going to really affect them. But someone like Chelsea, they really need to show that money's coming in. So the way that they get around this is when they sell a player, say you sell a player 40 million, they say that they've made 40 million. And when they buy a player for like this Enzo Fernandez for 100 million, they deliberately now putting him on an 8-year contract so that they can say that they're spreading the cost of the 100 million across 8 years. Therefore, you got 40 million coming in for a sold player and you're only spending 12, if my maths is correct, about 12 million a year on this player instead. So you're only showing 12 million going out. So for that financial year, you're within financial fair play. If you continue to sell players and declaring the full amount, when you continue to buy players over 8-year installments like they're doing, they're buying young players over 8 years or whatever, and pretending that you're, or just saying that you're making these installment payments, then that's how they're getting out of it. It's kind of a cheat code, but that's Bowley's like philosophy. That's what he's doing.
Interesting. Cody, you got anything to add?
No, I just want to, I think you're right. I think that Chelsea's going to beat Fulham, and I'm a big fan of their German guy, Havertz.
Yeah, Havertz needs to play in his right position now. They've signed enough players to actually put him in because he's supposed to be dropping deep. He's supposed to be creative. Like the fact that he's played centre forward for so much of the season and even under Tuchel, and he's getting criticised for it when it's not what they signed him to do, is not really fair. Like there's definitely a good player there in his actual position of attacking midfield, not as a centre forward.
Yeah, and I can't believe that Fulham has a better record than Chelsea.
They won't have. Like, Chelsea will make a run, like some sort of run. I mean, the thing is, Conan, is that when Potter came in, and similar to Tuchel, they're so reliant on the wing-backs, because what they do is they defend a lot in the middle. So they, to Kante, when you're attacking with the wide players, Kante drops in and protects the centre-backs that they have, the three centre-backs, and Kante will give them four. So those full-backs push up as attackers. When they're not there, when they don't have that double effect of wingers and wing-backs coming forward, they lose their whole identity. Then Chelsea have to do something completely different. They've lost all of that. They've lost Reece James, Ben Chilwell, and they've lost Kante, who hasn't played all season. That's their protection. So the Chelsea you're seeing this season isn't the Chelsea that your manager wants to have out there. Like, they don't have any identity. They're just playing games and they're just fielding a team with what they have, but their key players are all out. It's weird because I'm talking about wing-backs being their key players, but at Chelsea they are, because they're the best wing-backs they have, and they are the ones who are supposed to come forward. And, yeah, all three of your key players are missing. So it's
But I'm pretty sure I read this somewhere, that Reece James and Chilwell are scheduled to be back soon.
Yeah, they'll be back soon, and that's why you'll move up the table. Like, yeah. they're not going to finish like 10th. I believe they're going to be pushing for the Champions League positions. I think they're too far away now. I think they're going to probably end up in a Europa League position, but yeah, I think they'll finish in the top 6.
All right.
Conan, I have a good question for you.
What it do, boom?
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
You know it, love it.
Yeah, well,
you recommended that to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Athletic Greens AG1, I take every day.
He was taking it before they came on board for us to promote them. But go ahead.
Because the thing, you know, I want better gut health, you know, for my digestion. Because I'm on a weird diet, like the keto diet. I don't sometimes get enough carbs as I need. So right. I like it for the gut health, and gives you sustained energy. You know, immune support. And I hated taking the I had 9 bottles of vitamins.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, constantly having to screw the vitamins on and taking like 9 vitamins at a time, or like, you know, 2 times during the day. But you know, with AG1, it's great. You just mix it with water, or you know, you can put in juice too.
Right.
I like to take it because I do intermittent fasting. I like to take it after my workout, so I'll go drink my AG1, and I'll maybe take a protein shake or go eat my meal. And the thing about it, it's you know, it's great for recovery, you know. It empowers the whole, you know, the gut for the whole body. If your gut is in good shape and good health, that affects your whole body. You know, your alertness, you know, everything. And right. Athletes love this stuff, and it's so much more than just a powder. It's literally all of your key health products in one. You know, and it's got 75 high quality ingredients, and so you get the daily nutrients that you need. And it's a micro habit that delivers macro benefits, and it helps almost everybody take care of their health every single day.
Right.
So if you want, you know, I swear by this stuff, right? Because it's so much simplicity, and it works, right? And it's also just costs less than $3 a day. That's a really good price if you ask me. And if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/KONAN. And check it out. Less than $3 a day and a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs.
Bro, here's the best part of it too. We all need, like, we all know that we need vitamins and this thing is rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals. But we also know we need fresh fruits and vegetables. A lot of time it's hard, you know, you got to cut them and you got to go to the store and buy them and hope that they don't go bad. Bro, you save all of that by taking this. This is excellent. We highly recommend it. Disco, as I stated, and Joe was using it before they came on board. You know, we all use it. We all swear by it. And it saves you time. It saves you money. You don't got to, like as Disco said before, you don't got to take a bunch of pills. This has everything you need to keep you in shape. Because really, that's the MO of our show, wellness. Keeping you in shape. Get all your minerals and vitamins at Athletic Greens. Boom. The last thing I just want to say about sports, what do you think about all these guys in the NBA scoring 40, 50 points like it was nothing.
When did that happen? Because like I'm looking at the score, like you know, I don't handicap basketball like on a regular basis, but when I do, it's like every night the totals
Damian Lillard
are like 238, 240, two like these
Luka
like
Doncic.
All these guys are scoring like Billy. I brought this up the other day, okay? And then I'll read this to you because me and Conan were talking about this. This is like the leading scorers in the NBA this year. Okay, this is 2022, 2023 season. All right, Embiid, Doncic, Giannis, Jason Tatum, SGA, this is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Damian Lillard, LeBron James, the seven guys. Seven guys average 30 points or more. Okay. Curry, Durant, Mitchell, Ja Morant, Kyrie Irving, Trae Young, and Jaylen Brown. Seven more guys averaged 27 points or more, right? Bro, let's just go back 4 years, okay? 2018, 2019, all right? I got the wrong with the regular season here. Right, one guy averaged over 30 points, James Harden. He averaged 36 points, which was eight more than Paul George, who averaged 28. He had 14, okay, Giannis 27, Joel Embiid 27, LeBron James 27, Steph Curry. You literally have twice as many people averaging 27 points a game,
yeah.
And you had six more guys averaging 30 points a game. It's like, what happened in the NBA the past 4 years? Are they just not calling – are they, like, calling every foul, or is it well, – why is the defense so bad?
It's not just that. I think if I knew the reason, it would be easy to just, you know, make real off and make money every night. But you can only go by what your philosophy is. And I noticed it. And I think the benches are deeper, like across the board. I think obviously there's more depth there, which allows the players on court to like empty their tank, which means that we get far less closer to the shot clock. Like when we're not taking 24 seconds to have a shot now. Like, you know, it's more like end to end. So if possessions are shortened and people are getting a shot off in 6 to 8 seconds, then there's going to be more possessions, which is going to lead to more points. And when you have your possessions, you want to get the ball in the hands of the players who score the points. So that's the most common sense reasoning behind it. If players can play at that pace and then you empty out you change over and you rely on your benches a bit more, I think the bench depth is a lot better. Like we've seen teams win games this season. Like I've handicapped things wrong this season where I've said, oh, this guy's out and that guy's out, and the depth has been good enough to win. Like the Lakers won without AD and LeBron like a few weeks ago. So yeah, I mean, it's just a lot better all round, which means that when you're out there, you can play at a faster pace. Like they obviously,
and also the fact that you could drive on anybody and any little thing.
Yeah.
They're going to call it before they literally punch the shit out of you and the refs wouldn't call it. They would let you be rough, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. So
It's the opposite of the NFL, where the NFL bookies, they can't make the line low enough because they really like the unders were cashing widely at the start of the season. And now for the playoff, the unders are back. So they can't set the right lines. And in the NBA, it's the opposite because they can't set them high enough because the overs are just cashing easily as well.
Right.
So you got two different things. The last thing I want to mention, because I don't think we're going to give him any credit, we're just going to finish, but Novak Djokovic just won a Grand Slam in the most convincing way I've ever seen anybody do it. Like, that was the biggest fuck you to a country and an organization and a government that I've ever seen in my life. Like, Tsitsipas played really well in the final, but he couldn't even get set.
Yeah, but dude, the first set, I watched it, the first set was close, and then after that, Djokovic just destroyed him, bro.
A big emotional response in that too. Afterwards, at this family, did you see that?
Yeah,
when he was late. That was like you could just tell that this was like a burden on him, for like, you know, that he was waiting for this. Everything was just the emotional release afterwards was incredible. But
wasn't that like his 10th straight Australian championship?
Wait, so he's won 10 straight there, or just 10th overall?
No, 10 straight. I think 10. He's won like 36 matches in a row there, which would probably mean he's won six
in a row then, yeah. That's six straight.
That's still incredible. 10 overall,
yeah.
That's still incredible.
And they said, I don't believe this. There was a report that he did it with a torn hamstring. I mean, that's not possible.
Yeah, they're saying that he does have a torn hamstring. It could be true. They might have injected him with some happiness too.
Come on. You can't beat these guys like with a torn hamstring. You see the way
you
move it out there.
Yeah, you can if you don't feel any pain.
Dude, the guy's running around. You can't run around with a torn hamstring. Come on.
Maybe it wasn't torn completely.
I did. I did tell you a couple of weeks ago that I didn't believe that that injury was that serious.
Right. That there was, he was, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. There was also gamesmanship, right?
And, so. And that was when you could still get like plus money. Like, when, so right. when I remember I did that bit where yeah, I told right. you how the odds
right. His price went down, even though he's like, you know, wow. I just like, you
yeah. Know, and other guys, were, and other guys were out. Like Nadal was out. Alcaraz right. never played. Right. Kyrgios dropped out. So right. it was really odd that his price had like moved in the right direction for us. So
yeah, why did Kyrgios drop out? Was he hurt or something?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah, I think he was injured, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right.
Conan.
What it do?
End the old year with a new you and close it'll give you the confidence to tackle those 2023 resolutions. Thanks to our new sponsor, True Classic. You'll have everything you need to hit the gym, take it slow, or treat yourself to something nice. Let's get snatched in 2023, and daddies, I'm talking to you. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men look great in their tees, and now you can save big while you do so. For a limited time only, get 25% off with the code K100 at TrueClassic.com. True Classic will make you feel your best by accentuating the places that the eyes go to first, which is your body. And have you thought about upgrading your shirts? Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good to certain body types. That's why True Classic's team designed t-shirts to make the fellows of all sizes out there feel confident in their clothing. These tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and shoulders. There's a desirable look to be achieved by every single body type. They give you the wide shoulder and tapered bottom look that we're all looking for, and the quality of the t-shirts are elite. From going to the gym to your first date, there's no better look than a fresh tee. I wear t-shirts all the time. And True Classic offers other menswear as well. The True Classic Activewear line makes physical features more flattering, and their fabrics are engineered for high-intensity workouts. I'd pair an active shirt with their fleece or quick-dry shorts or a pair of their comfy joggers. They also just released new button-downs and chinos, which are perfect for a nice night out. And you can never go wrong with their classic comfort collection of ultra-soft tees, briefs, hoodies, and much more, and you know me, I'm a big hoodie guy. They have a pack builder on their site where you can customize the bundle you want and save even more. And for my big fellas out there, they have long options for the tall guys and up to triple XL. Now, True Classic also has a 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. That's great for you. The response to these tees are overwhelmingly positive, with over 200,000 five-star reviews. It's no wonder these t-shirts are quickly becoming men's go-to. So, dad bods, we got you covered. Rip bods, you know it. Your average Joe, that's you. Yes, sir. Get 25% off at TrueClassic.com with the code K100. That's 25% off with the code K100 plus free shipping on purchases over $100. New year, new me, and new tees. Thanks to True Classic at TrueClassic.com.
Bro, these are great. They're comfortable. You know, and like he said, they come in so many different styles. The one that I got, they have polos, they have V-necks, they have long sleeves. They got, you know what a Henley shirt is, D.I.?
Oh, Henley shirt?
Yeah.
No.
Those are the ones that have no collar and they're kind of round and they have buttons right here. And they have different colors. Very, very comfortable. And, you know, it does a real good job of accentuating your upper body. They're very, very comfortable, you know, and I highly recommend it. So, you know, get your attire on at True Classic Tees. Boom.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, Billy, where can people find you? And also, you're going to put over the lockbetting.com. You want to make some money in baseball, soccer, basketball. Baseball's not around right now. But any of the sports that are on right now, including UFC and boxing, check out lockbetting.com. And what else do you want to add to that, Billy?
Yeah, lockbetting.com. We've just registered 116 months in a row of transparent track profit. I'm not just going to, I just don't get you to sign up on a pitch on the show. I encourage you, go to my Twitter account, at lockbetting.com. Look at the pinned tweet. At the moment, you can see a P&L spreadsheet for the month of December. It's got the World Cup futures on it. It's verified by all members, or most of them, have put comments at the bottom of the page, or they've liked it or wrote their comments and whatnot. But yeah, these are members. Even if there was two comments there, it would be verification. But you know, there's a number of comments. You can see every single bet. That spreadsheet will be replaced by the January press spreadsheet after the weekend when things have calmed down. Because I like the spreadsheet to sit on the top of the lock betting page for a couple of days. So yeah, do your research. Make sure that you 100% believe everything we're saying, and then sign up. Like, I encourage you to do that. Or you can just listen to my free podcast as well before you do. I'm here on K100 Sports. I'm on the Sports Gambling Podcast, covering tennis and football and boxing and UFC. I've covered boxing for the last 2 weeks because there's been like major fights that I've had to cover. So I swept a fight last weekend with Beterbiev against Anthony Yard. Like, I had rounds 7-12, I had over 7 rounds, and I had rounds 5-8, and he knocked him out in the 7th. So I won every bet on that podcast. So there's free content for me as well. The dirtysheets.com is where my wrestling stuff is. So if you want to get the stories this week, just some WrestleMania tidbits, information I've had this week, I'm going to do it in one audio podcast, which is going to be about 10 minutes. That's going to be coming out tomorrow. And on the K100 YouTube, did a show, K100 Kids. We got an interview with Rey Mysterio. I didn't ask the questions. I know some of you guys aren't fans of mine.
Let me put that show over. So Billy sends me a while ago. He just said, look at this interview that I did with Austin, which is his son, which we've had on the show many a time. The blonde Goldilocks himself, friend of the show, Austin. And so it was, you guys were watching some pay-per-view and you were asking him questions and he was reacting because he had never seen it. And I thought it was great. And I said, well, I think we got something here. So you went out and you interviewed Rey Mysterio. Austin actually did. You just asked like one or two questions. Mm. Austin did. So this is a really good show. Like, if you have kids or grandkids, or I liked it myself, you know, you don't have to be a kid, but I think like a show for kids, they'll really dig this. And I hope in the future, besides him interviewing other wrestlers, he might interview the sons of wrestlers or daughters. You know what I'm saying? That might be a good little concept there. But I like the initial concept you had with him, where you guys watched a pay-per-view that he'd never seen, and then you got his reaction and you asked him really good questions. So I'm putting this over. It's called K100 Kids. Mm-hmm. And how many shows are on there, Joe? Do you know? One or two?
There's one K100 Kids so far.
All right. You should, the original one or the one with Ray?
Oh, the one with Ray is the first one we called K100 Kids, but Billy did put up that show before that was, what, like a Survivor Series?
Actually, the Survivor Series one was a complete accident. So my regular colleague wasn't available to preview the Survivor Series.
Yeah. Well, I think it turned out better. Nothing.
Yeah, as Austin was going and he didn't know he was going, I told him on the show. But also, we also watched some Survivor Series that week. So yeah, that's where it came out of. But yeah, we just wanted to start out hot. And one of the reasons I mentioned this on the show, so Ray's not gonna be bothered about me talking about it. Me and Ray were actually having a conversation about finding the balance between, you know, when you have money, between spoiling your kids because you want to give them everything,
right,
but then not spoiling your kids.
Right.
So actually, it was good to have him on because it was my idea to get Austin runs my TikTok. I don't know if you know that. I was speaking to Disco this week and saying Austin could actually run a K100 TikTok because he's really good at it. Right. He runs my TikTok. He runs my lock betting Instagram. So, and then now he's on this show as well. So instead of just getting soccer tickets, WrestleMania tickets, video games, oh, dad, can I have like $20, £20 in my PlayStation account? He's now actually doing all of these bits. Which actually came from me talking to Ray. So having Ray on wasn't just about, oh, let's just get Ray on. It was like, you know, I wanted him on there because he's one of the reasons that Austin's doing these things now because of the conversation we had. So,
well, I just want to tell everybody, check it out. It was very entertaining, and that's the main thing I look for, entertaining. It's different. And if you got kids or nephews or grandkids, have them watch this. And like I said, I watched it myself and I thought it was entertaining. So
and Ray and Ray's good. Ray's like really good as well. Like he went more in depth. I mean, they're Austin's own questions, legit. But I didn't think like we would get as much out of him as we did. Like, because he's, you know, he works for WWE. But yeah, I mean, he answers the questions properly. So
right. Anything else you want to promote before we get out of here?
No. Oh, my Twitter is back at K100 Informer. I did an appeal, so it made me delete the tweet, but I have got my account back. So,
All right. Well, I want to thank you once again for being with us on K100 Sports. Until next week, this has been Billy Body, D.I., Joe, and K-Dog. Boom.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.